Order.
It is
How's
recorded.
everyone? Thank you. My name is Sonny Papasky. I'm the chair of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, Stormwater Rate Board. We also have three other members present: Deb McCarty, Tony Ewing, and Abby Pazewski. Mac Williams was not able to attend. I know he's traveling on vacation, but sent his regrets. Just before we really get started, I wanted to introduce our new legal assistant, Dylan Bryant. He's joined us and he's been doing some work for us over the last month or so. So, Dylan, maybe you could just briefly introduce yourself, tell us how long you've been with the city and what
Sure.
anything you'd like to share.
Sure. Hi. My name is Dylan Bryant. As Sonny said, I'm with the city of Philadelphia. I'm a legal assistant in the law department. I've been with the city going on 4 years. It'll be 4 years next month. And I've been exclusively to the law department since coming to the city. I come over to finance and contracts from the major tax unit. So I did business taxes, and I was over a municipal service building down the street. As my primary base, and there we had, I guess, law revenue. So we had water. So that's how I had some water revenue experience. So that's why water is kind of familiar to me, and that's why I thought this would kind of be, I won't say a seamless transition, but I thought it would be a nice fit, a mold of what I, some of the knowledge I had with some of the things and what I can do going forward. I've been a paralegal going on, 18 years, 20 years now. So hopefully I should be able to accomplish what you guys need. And as far as support and admin tech goes, I'm kind of tech savvy. But yet from the administrative side, I think I can help you a lot. I know I have big shoes to fill with Steven. Steven did a great job from what I can see. And just picking up from him, I think he left me in good hands. So hopefully I'll be able to continue seamlessly, and you won't see any disruption in what you guys have been doing over the past years. So if you need me, just email me. My information was on the bottom of the email link going out for the meeting. Sonny, I gave you my phone number if you need it. If any board member needs it, certainly feel free to send it out. That'd be fine. All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Dylan. Welcome aboard. It's great to have you, and it's true. We it's you have big shoes to fill with all the great work that Stephen did for us. But we're really glad to have you on board.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome. And I have confidence you can fill those shoes.
Thank you.
Okay, great. I think we have a pretty short agenda for today. But let's get started with the minutes. We previously distributed two sets of minutes to the board members, one for June 14th and the other for June 21. I hope you've all had an opportunity to for the board members to review those minutes. And if so, and let me ask if there are any additions or corrections to the minutes.
I thought that it was a good job capturing the discussion. It was a lot to capture, and it was nicely done. So,
Thanks. Okay. Any other comments or additions or corrections to the minutes?
we vote on them individually?
Yes, I was going to ask for a motion first on the June 14 minutes. They were the lengthier minutes from which described our polling on the numerous issues. So on June 14th. So could I ask for a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes on the 14th.
I second. Or Abby can. Let Abby.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we'll have that motion by Tony, second by Abby. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So that could be recorded and vote 4-0 in favor of approving the minutes of June 14. Could I ask for a motion on the June 21st minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the June 21st minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Deb, second by Abby. Any discussion on those minutes? Any additions or corrections? Okay, hearing none, I'll ask for a vote on the June 21 minutes. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No? Okay, so please record that as a vote 4-0 in favor. I did want to just give a brief report on the outcome of the two rate orders that we entered last month. They were both filed by Dan in a timely manner immediately after we voted. Compliance filing was made by the department fairly promptly, within a few days, as I recall. And the participants had an opportunity to review that. I know that the public advocate stated that that he had no concerns with the filing. We did not hear from any other participants. So the compliance tariffs will essentially go into effect. I don't think we require any further action on our part. The rates will go into effect on September 1. I assume that's correct, Mr. Desant.
That's correct. Okay. And at some point, we'd like to post the compliance filing with the rate board so that everyone can see everything from soup to nuts in terms of the rate case.
Okay. So if you could work with Dylan on that, and Dylan would work in turn with the folks who will sort of run the website to make sure that we have everything published there. And by the way, Dylan, we would also want you to make sure we get the minutes that we just approved should also be posted on our website.
Okay.
Now, in addition, participants have 30 days from the date of the orders on which they can file appeals to the Common Pleas Court. To my knowledge, and I know to Dan's knowledge, as far as there have been no appeals filed by any participants in the rate proceeding. Is that still your understanding, Rob and Andre?
Yes.
Yes, we, Andre and I both checked. So hopefully one didn't sneak past us, but I didn't see anything.
Yeah, and Carl checked and nothing gets by him.
Right. Okay, so that, therefore, I guess we are those orders are final and will go into effect, and I guess we won't be hearing from the department again for a few months at least when they make their filing for the TAP R proceeding, and I don't expect a full blown rate proceeding at least for another year and a half or so, but
fingers we'll crossed. Say.
Yeah. So I don't have anything else to report on the rate filing. I did wonder, or I shouldn't say wonder. I did ask if any of the board members had any comments or any suggestions that they'd like to make regarding the conduct of the rate proceedings. I have a couple suggestions, but let me ask if any board members, any other board members have any other comments. By the way, let me first say, I want to commend the participants, particularly the department and the advocate for really providing us with an excellent record in a tight time frame. And then our thanks go to the hearing officer, Marcy Yes. Chestnut, who did an outstanding job in pulling this all together in even beat the time schedule by a week, as I recall, for her own order. And then the assistance we got from Ed Marcus, particularly with respect to the development of the simple model which we were able to use, I think, which the participants, the hearing officer, and the board were all able to use to, I think, allow us to follow the case a lot more smoothly, and I think to make things especially go more smoothly at the end. But let me hear if there are any other comments or suggestions from any of the other board members.
There were a few things that we directed or asked the department to do, and I wonder how we follow up on that. So the TAPR reporting, if I'm not mistaken, and the I just did a brain freeze. I can't remember what some of the other issues are, but there were some reporting issues, I think, that we asked the department to follow through on.
I can comment if you'd like, Sonny.
Yeah, thank you.
We had a meeting, in fact, this morning. We're talking about how we're going to make quarterly reporting requirements work and the reformatting of the report and the ingredients that will be put into it. And we're working with WRB and RFC, the outside consultants that will help us pull that together. And so I can give you a progress report next time, in fact.
That'll be helpful.
And October would be our kickoff.
Okay.
We're trying to count the days from the first quarter. So that was our idea, at least.
Okay. And some of that would involve, I assume, consultation with the public advocate or with community legal services. And is that correct?
Some absolutely. Of those issues, absolutely.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I was going to say we would definitely want to be in touch to make sure that we, you know, understand and have the same set of expectations for what the reporting looks like. So as soon as you have some time, Andre, just let us know. Be happy to get together and make sure that we're on the right track. And I just wanted to emphasize also the infrastructure reporting, and I saw some good news in a post from the city already. So. Very excited to hear more about that.
Okay, actually, I didn't see that. So, Andre, if you could send that, was it with that? I did not see anything more recent on the infrastructure.
Okay, I will share that with you. I have to come up to date myself.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what Rob's referring to.
I just posted the link in the chat for anyone who's interested. This is some of the Hurricane Ida funding, and wow. My understanding is that there's $52 million for infrastructure and alignment with Green City Clean Waters and things like that. I don't think it's all for water. Could be that there's some there for transportation infrastructure as well, but I'm hoping that the water department's going to get a big chunk of it.
Okay, thank you. I, for one, have never figured out how to go back into a chat room and get a link that was sent during the chat after we hang up. So if you could email that would be helpful. Thanks. Does anybody else know how to do that, by the way?
No, unless you save it. In other words, I'm going to try to see if I can save it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but
yeah,
one of those things that's always sort of irked me. Never know how to do that. But anyway, yeah. Thanks. And that brings up, actually, Deb, that leads to an issue that I was going to raise, which is just my hope that the department and the advocate can work over the next year and a half or so to address the many issues that we discussed in the rate proceeding and any other issues, frankly, that come up, for example, regarding reporting and development of the TAP program. There were a score of issues that we had to try to deal with in the rate proceeding, trying to decide whether we could order the department to do something, encourage them to do something, request that they do something. Frankly, the more that the participants, the primary participants can, and all participants that can work together over the next year and a half, the better, and try to if not fully resolve the issues, at least move the issues along so that we don't get swamped in the next rate proceeding, if if possible. So in any case, I certainly encourage the department to work with the public advocate, community legal services, and other interested participants to the extent possible to address as many of those issues as possible in advance of the next rate proceeding.
Yeah. We will discuss ways to accomplish that, the chairman, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Were there any other comments from any of the other board members, any other issues you'd like to address at this time or raise at this time?
Okay. I have a question. I think that the proceedings, I also give kudos to all the participants and those behind the scenes to help make this happen. I think that our virtual venue continues to be successful in terms of our process. My question is, do we foresee any change in that in terms of back to anything more in person, or are we, for the foreseeable future, do we continue to be a remote operation?
It's a good question. I found and I'd have to turn to Dan, because certainly if the city changes the rules for public hearings, for example, regarding whether or not virtual hearings are permissible, for example, either our technical hearings or our public hearings, then we would certainly have to abide by the city requirements. And we, you know, and we'll maybe we'll hear from the participants as well. But I personally found, and I was able to, I've been able to attend almost all of the public hearings, and I think they went very well, and were probably, and were certainly well better attended than the public hearing, than the in-person hearings that we've had over the years. In some circumstances, the virtual hearings may be preferable. Maybe in the future we can do a combination of virtual and public hearings, especially if there are requests. Sometimes there are requests from particular areas, particular neighborhoods, where they would like to have a hearing, and we've generally been able to accommodate those requests during the pre-pandemic period. Dan, did you have any comments on that, or?
At this point, the city's position is still that virtual hearings are permissible. I think some boards and commissions are holding some in-person or all in-person or hybrid. I think at this point, there's a lot of flexibility as to whatever's best. It does appear that virtual makes it easier for volunteers and for people that would have to come into the city for an in-person hearing. But I think the board can be and should be flexible as in terms of what you hear from other people, and try to make it work as best as we can for everybody. I will let you know if the decision is that everyone has to return to all in-person.
Okay, thanks.
Having been to plenty of public hearings for the water rates, I will say that the virtual meetings were much better attended. I mean, I know you did say that. I just want to, there were a lot more people. I think that even given the digital divide, which is, you know, potentially an issue, folks were able to attend. Some were on the phone. I went to all four of the meetings. Sunny was at all of them. Had to leave one early, but this past time. But folks had their voices heard and did speak up and attend. And I was pleasantly surprised. I was a little concerned, but pleasantly surprised to see the attendance. So I think virtual really is a nice way to get as many people that want to participate to participate. I'm not sure what Rob thinks, but
thank you. Yeah, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I concur. I think that we've had successful hearing process for years and years in person, but we've also managed to do it now a few times in the virtual environment. And, you know, we tried to make space available for people who wanted to participate in person, and we did a lot of outreach, and we managed to get two people. That to me is an indicator that a lot of people are comfortable participating via phone or through this interface. And the same is really true at the PUC, where telephonic hearings are sort of the rule, the norm, for the most part. I also just wanted to flag one other, you know, potential consideration when we're talking about the hearings as to the technical hearings. You know, I think it's far more cost effective. Yes. Because the witnesses don't have to travel. And that is an expense that we can avoid doing the technical hearings, at least in this way. I think it would be really good to check with the stenographer to see if they have any thoughts about it as well, just because my expectation is that it's also a little bit easier when you can go back to the video to get a good record, the audio and video, to get a good, you know, transcript of the hearings. But having no firsthand knowledge, I just flag that. But I thought our record was very good, and I thought there were a lot of voices in the room, as well as a lot of emails and things to consider.
I do think it's important for the board to keep the digital divide in mind and to see what can reasonably be done to be as inclusive as possible.
I agree. I did have one other issue, more of a technical issue, which is the when the department makes its filings. This is just a technical issue that is concerned. You know, just sort of bothered me somewhat with when you make the filing, or when the department makes the filing, they file on a 10-month basis. I don't know if all the board members focused on that point, but they do it on a 10-month basis rather than an annual basis, a 12-month basis. And I think that leads to some, you know, confusion. I was looking, for example, when the department filed the last rate case, that they said they were asking for $80 million in fiscal year 24 and an additional $63 million in fiscal year 25. But that was only for 10 months in each of those 2 years. So it gives us, it's not a fully accurate presentation on a fiscal year basis. And I was just going to ask if in the future, if the department could at least present its case so that we would know right from, so that the public would know from the beginning and throughout what the annual effect of these rate increases are. So just to make it, doesn't necessarily mean you have to change the filing dates or anything like that, I don't think, but if you could just make that presentation more clear so that we know from the beginning that it's year one rate, instead of calling it a fiscal year increase, call it year one rate increases, X million, year two increases is Y million. And I'm not asking you to respond now, Mr. DeSant, just if that's something, I know that that was how the department used to do it. And Deb may know about, and Deb obviously knows about that as well, but I at least found that somewhat confusing, I guess.
For presentation purposes, we could be more clear. And we will work with I'll reach out to the department and our consultants to accomplish that. I don't know if we can do more because the timing is staggered because we're juggling a budget process and the rate process at the same time. And if you move the dates around, it has a way of making some of the data, like the budget year that we're filing in, which hasn't been approved yet, it gets more stale if you go out, if you file earlier, because it's not fully formed yet. It's not fully approved. And so we're doing both at the same time. And that's part of the issue. The other part of the issue is just financial consistency across whatever it's a bond offering document, PennVest loan application, WIFIA loan application or grant. All those things we do on a consistent basis, a fiscal year basis. And I think you see the nuances are presented there, but we can get back to you with after I reach out to the finance folks in the water department and give you a clear answer as to how we can do better and address your concern.
Andre, I don't think that, if I may, I don't think the ask is for the new rates to start as of July 1st, as of the new fiscal year, but rather that they be presented as it's an annual rate of so-and-so starting September 1st or whenever it is, just so it doesn't look like people are being told it's less than it really is.
You know what I mean?
Yep. So anyway, I think, and if you need to do it for budget purposes, also showing the amount per fiscal year, I don't think there's a problem with that as long as it also would show it as the annual rate. So, okay.
Yeah, if I may just, I think just sort of piggybacking a little bit on Mr. Dessant, I think one of the challenges here is the difference between revenues and, you know, and expenditures and expenses. And obviously we can't have, but yeah, you know, I think what we're talking about here, I hope, Mr. Chairman, is just really the depiction of revenues, at least for purposes of showing what the impact that what the overall net revenue impact is over a period of 12 months that the department is requesting, or two consecutive periods of 12 months if there are two successive forecast years. But I wouldn't want to introduce a misalignment with the fiscal year anticipated expenses and things that we have to compare those to. That could be really challenging, I think. Yes. Both for us and for the department to figure out how to reflect adjustments on that side of the equation as opposed to the revenue side. Just my two cents.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Yeah, I think what it's an issue that came up early on when Dan and I were working on just even giving it, you know, working on the notice that the rate board had to put out to tell people we're having a hearing and here's how much the rate increase is. It's been an issue for several cases now. But I agree, it's a presentation issue that if we could let the folks know what the annual rate increases are that are proposed, I think that would be beneficial. That's my two cents. Are there any other, suggestions, comments from the board members? Okay. Any other matters that the board members want to raise at this time? Anything else from the participants or members of the public who are on the call? Okay. I think our next meeting we have meetings scheduled for the second Wednesday of each month for the rest of the year. My guess is that we'll be able to cancel a couple of those meetings, perhaps, if we don't have anything urgent during the next few months, during this interim period before the next, at least before the next TAP-R filing. We will have some business, but I don't know. We may be able to cancel a couple of those meetings, but as of now, we are scheduled to meet. Let's see, hold on. Get my calendar. On September 13th for our next meeting, and I'll let the board members know if we have to have that meeting or ask you if it's necessary or whether we could wait until October for the next meeting. Dan, did you have anything else for the board?
No, I don't.
Okay. And if there's no other matters to be brought before us, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay, Tony moves to adjourn.
Second.
Second from Abby. Thank you very much. All in favor, please
say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And hopefully you all enjoy the rest of the summer and see you again in September or October.
Thank you, yes. Everybody.
Thanks.
So thank you, everyone. Enjoy the summer.
Yeah. Bye-bye. See you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you.